At this time, as you can see, I am actually on to do the kids' message. And my dear wife sometimes helps me out on the fifth Sundays, is not feeling well today. So remember her in her prayers. But kids, come on up, because I have something special I want to share with you. Come on up, guys. I'm going to get this plant up here. I brought a plant with me because I wanted to share it with you guys. This is called an African violet. Hi, Cody. So I brought this plant with me. You guys can see it back in the back. Isn't that cool? Different colors and stuff like that. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, you think about, why did God make this plant? Why do you think he made this plant? I think he made it because he loves you and he loves me. And he made it so this plant can flower like this. So it gets really, really cool and absolutely beautiful flowers. He wants the pretty flowers. He wants the pretty colors. And this one comes in different colors. And there's pinks and there's whites and there's all sorts of things. Do you know that God made you to flower? No? You didn't know that? He actually did. Now, do you have flowers growing out of your head? No, they're not coming out of your ear. You know, you don't flower like this flower, but he created you actually to flower. That's what he did. And now, the way that that works is like this. If you are happy and you're smiling and you're thankful, thank your parents for what they do, and you're happy about that, you're flowering. What about when you whine? What about when you complain? When you're not happy with what you got to do, right? Yeah, that's not flowering. No, that's not flowering. You don't want to do that. And actually, you're keeping yourself from doing what God has really created you to do. And you know what? When you look at this plant, don't you go, that's cool. I think that's the most awesome thing. When you're nice and you're kind, people look at you and your parents go and your friends go, that's cool. They were kind. They were forgiving. They were loving because you're flowering. Jesus wants you to flower. He really does. You know you can do that, Isaac, later. You can give your mommy and your daddy, give them a big hug and say, I love you, and Jesus loves you too. And that way we can flower for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your families need that. Our world needs that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to flower for you. A work that you do because you love us. And you love everybody. In Jesus' name. Amen.